Creating Change with Doug Foresta, a show dedicated to creativity and emotional healing. Creating Change on Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Doug Foresta.
Hello, and welcome back to Creating Change. And I will tell you that I could not be more happy to have with me today Elsie Escobar, someone who I consider a mentor. Both she's helped me as a mentor, and just her writing and her podcast. So I'm so excited to have her. I know that you will love to hear what she has to say. She is a podcasting advocate and mentor. Elsie Escobar, welcome.
Hi, how's it going?
Oh my gosh, great. I'm so excited to be here with you. And, you know, this show is all about using your voice to create change. And, you know, I was going to start with your story, but actually we'll get to that. I actually want to start with, before we even do that, I want to start with what excites you most about podcasting at this moment in time?
Oh, what a lovely question you have asked me. I know, right? Woohoo! But, you know, I'm the most excited right now at the ability to now deepen the conversation in podcasting and the podcasting industry. And one of the reasons that I've kind of chosen, you know, it's funny how we were just talking about how do you want to, you know, should I introduce you? Like, what are the hats, right, that you're wearing? And part of the reason that I'm so psyched about podcasting now is that we can take that conversation deeper. And for me, having now and pushing people within the industry, so not necessarily podcasters, but of course they do fall into the rain, but every person that is within the podcasting industry to start to now ask questions that are about, for me, access, about infrastructure, about being able to serve and represent underrepresented voices out there, as well as being able to look beyond metrics and monetization models and start to have conversations in which podcasting can, in fact, be a cultural change maker, as we all know it is, but to really bring that forward. With all facets of podcasting, not just, you know, you have a podcast and you can advocate for your people, but also the industry itself, the big players out there that are currently, you know, offering new apps and, you know, all this money is coming into podcasting. Why not invest some of that money in expanding podcasting listenership into society and addressing the issues that right now might and prevent from the podcasting growth that could possibly happen because people don't have access, even though we think that they do. So
say more about that, because, you know, one of the things that I hear sometimes is I produce podcasts for some nonprofits and so forth. And sometimes I hear, you know, well, our people just can't get to podcasts because for whatever reason. Right. So when you say expanding access, I mean, what does that look like?
That looks like, at a core level, what I feel right now is that, you know, whenever you start to think about podcasting stats and, you know, I do work for Libsyn, so I have that lens for the data for me to look at. And the majority of the time, you know, somewhere within, you know, 60 to 70 and sometimes at 80% has all been iOS devices, right? Which is kind of crazy. It's only one side of the equation. And then when you look at the world, it's Apple users, yeah. But then when you start to think about smartphone usage in the world, Android leads with about 80% of usage in the world. So if you start to think about it from just that, just from that little lens, you go, whoa, that's crazy, because that means that the majority of the listening is coming from iOS devices. What about all of the Android users? And I'm not here to be more Android or, you know, Apple or Android. It's not about that. It's more about, then you can start to think like, why is that happening? So people that can afford, you know, because as you know, I mean, even now with, you know, the latest iPhone model that isn't necessarily doing so well, the iPhone 10, but
it's $1,000.
I know. Well, that's what I'm saying. And it's, but at the same time, though, the iPhone 8S and whatnot, it's, you can get $1,000. That phone could be $1,000 if you push to the larger models. But what I'm saying is that that's a lot of money, right? And if you have anywhere from $600 to, you know, let's say $1,000 to invest or to, you know, spend on a smartphone a couple of years, that's a certain type of person. Correct. It's a certain type of person that has a certain amount of money that are is coming into them. Android users, I'm not categorical, like being generalizing at all, but usually there are different models for Android users. There are different types of phones. There are a little bit more affordable models. There are the higher end models of, as well, but there is a larger choice within there. And there's a lot, you know, a lot of those plans, it's like, you know, you open up an account and you get a free phone. You almost never get an iPhone with that, especially the latest iPhone that comes into that equation. So we're talking about some socioeconomic choices that people are making around that. Also in terms of bandwidth, right now, I speak up about bandwidth a lot of the time, because even now as we're speaking, I don't have enough bandwidth to even get on like Skype proper and do it the way that most podcasters do it here. We are recording a double ender, which means that I'm on my phone right now on a cellular network that is barely connecting. And I am recording my own end of the conversation, which I will then send to you. So, I mean, I'm just giving you the background to see that like this is access that I know how to fix because I do this for a living. But there's a lot of people who don't even know this, right? And when I'm talking, so the infrastructure is not set up for a lot of different people to have these sort of conversations, and especially in rural areas, in areas that don't necessarily have a lot of money coming to them. There are families out there that, you know, don't have Wi-Fi at home, and it's not because they don't want to. It's just simply that's just, you know, that's another expense that they would, that is best spent doing something else. And maybe the only internet access they have is via a smartphone. I'm not talking the family has smartphones. So there's all of these people that don't have access that we don't ever look at, because we generally just move into the data that we get from the podcasting industry. Like, ooh, so many more users. Oh, Apple is having all of this. Ooh, new Apple metrics, Apple consumption networks and metrics. But we're not really looking at the people that are not listening. And, you know, the solutions that are coming from the industry, there is a lot of money, but the solutions are generally all about how to measure and creating more separate silos. And it's like, well, if, you know, what about this other stuff? What about going into the community? Like, I would love to see the Gimlets of the world or PRX or possibly even Apple get in contact with the library system or the university system and start to create things like listening stations and access stations where they can start to listen to podcasts and understand what that looks like, right? To be able to even support even the children's section in the library, where moms understand that there are podcasts for moms, that there are children's podcasts areas there where that accessibility is there, maybe at home. And there could be a little bit of learning around that, learning how to listen versus learning how to look at screens, right? So, yeah, go ahead.
I'm just thinking, like, you're absolutely right. I mean, podcasts are kind of like, you know, every time I want to learn something, I listen to a podcast, but I have the privilege of being able to do that. Mm-hmm. And you're absolutely right. I mean, I think about, you know, what could public libraries be in the future, because people aren't reading books, and what a great use that would be for public libraries. What an amazing transformation that would be.
And to create, yeah, isn't it? And then think about the money that's coming in, right? To create an initiative that way, what would it take to maybe even take a little bit of funding that comes into these new startups, that instead of going to develop an app, it could go to developing infrastructure, maybe even just you using it for, you know, East Coast, you know, the larger cities or something along those lines, where you could start to test a model where this can start to happen and you can start to address the transformation that happens in that way. And why wouldn't Apple kind of want to do that? Meaning you will bringing their technology into the space, or possibly, you know, people who are developing those apps. So let's say, there's, what is it? NPR has NPR One or something like that. And I know there's Radio Public and there's all kinds of places that are developing their own apps that want their podcast to be consumed. There could also be some kind of initiative around that where they are the app for consumption. I think Radio Public is a beautiful and elegant app that you can search for, and it's so pretty, and they have somebody who's actually curating the content and creating these lovely playlists. And to be able to have that sort of partnership where there's exposure to one thing and exposure to another thing, but everybody benefits from this too. And it also, you know, gets their hands inside of the pulse of what podcasting could do for society.
So what's the argument? I mean, you're an advocate. So what, how would you approach an NPR or Gimlet, or, and what is the argument? Is it a business case? Is it a, you know, how do you make the argument for these companies to do and these organizations to do this?
I know I've been sitting on this a while, you know, because at first it was very like I was just thinking when I first started to have these ideas, I was, and this is something I speak to with all my clients. Like, this is very, very big for the clients that I mentor, the people that work with me one-on-one. I am huge about stepping up locally and stepping up and trying to think things outside of the box, marketing the podcast outside of the digital realm, being able to have, you know, one-on-one conversations with people, not only just because it's, there's so much learning that we need to do as podcasters to teach about our own show, you know, how do we, you know what I mean? It's just, we're all teaching all this stuff. But then I started to think about it in from that bigger scenario. And what everybody wants at this moment is podcasting growth. I mean, you know, because the more people listen, the more opportunities there are for everybody, like people who want to work in podcasting, for people who want to make money off of podcasts, for advertising, advertisers that want to come into this space, for companies to grow, because obviously more is generally seen as better. And growth is what was what we all want, more consumption. So my argument would be that in reaching out to these sort of existing infrastructures to be able to bring the ability for people to listen to podcasts that don't or maybe don't even know about it at this moment as a way that can be added to their life is simply going to expand podcast. It is going to grow because we are doing this outreach. We are going out into the community to do this, into all of these different places to do this, because it's disheartening to see technology move forward at times. And the people who will most benefit from podcasting are the ones that don't have access to it or that can't afford it. And it's so frustrating. Apps that you don't allow you to download podcasts that only stream. There's some people who can't do that. At least with me, I know that I have to do that as well. Like, I have a place, like when we go into town, because I'm in a kind of a ruralish type place. When we go into town, I have the opportunity to download all the stuff for my girls. I'm thankful for Netflix now making the ability to download the shows. And that gives me freedom and it makes me stay committed to something like Netflix, right? So I'm paying money. That's the incentive. I'm paying money for this. And I will continue to. Even though I can't stream, even though I am just downloading, but it's providing a service for me. So we have to think about the use case of a lot of people. One of the things that I find that is really challenging for most podcasters is that we try to promote our stuff based upon what has worked with for other people, correct? And we have seen certain models of marketing and promotion that we have seen, and we have found them to be useful that include online marketing. And I think that's wonderful and amazing. And I think that it does work for many different things. But I do find that podcasting itself as an audio, as audio itself requires thinking out of the box to expand all of the things that podcasting is, because we don't ever really think about the end user. And I feel we lose a lot thinking about the end user in these things. Like, you know, most podcasters will ask, so should I use the podcast link for iTunes or should I use the link for my website? Like, what do you think? And as a you can give somebody an answer for that for sure. But for me, what I would say is like, why don't you click on a link and what do you do? Because we miss that. We miss the end. Like, what is your end? What is your perfect podcast listener going to do when they click through to your iTunes page and they have an Android device? What is their experience? What's next? How are they going to listen? And there is no one answer. It's many different answers, but we must get curious about that. So I guess to bring it back home, what I would say to these larger companies is that in investing some time, even time and maybe a few resources, not very many, to even put under the belt of market, maybe just even calling it marketing, marketing and outreach, to do it beyond the existing ways in which you guys are doing it and go out into the community and see what can happen to expose, to create more podcasting outreach and education and advocacy for the model that we so love and see how it affects the bottom line.
Yeah, you know what? It's very similar to the banks, when they finally figured out that it made sense to provide a financial literacy and to bring more people into the banking system, for example. It's like, oh, this person doesn't have $1 million in the bank, but guess what? We're creating more consumers of financial literacy and financial products. So in the same way, it's like, yeah, you're expanding the pie for everyone. I want to make sure that I get a chance to ask you this, which is about the on the content side. I'm just really excited, hopefully excited, about how women's voices are hopefully being heard more and more. And I'm curious if, what your thoughts are about, do you think podcasting is a medium that is especially positioned to help women share their voice? Yes, no, maybe, not sure, I have no idea. So
That's also, it's a very full question because there are different aspects to this, right? So there's the industry itself. There's the industry of being able to see, to hear these voices, right, that are being shared. And then there's the personal side of things, which is me having the microphone in front of me and finally having the outlet to be able to give voice to those things that have possibly never come out of my mouth, right? So there's the personal side of things, like personal transformation as it's a tool. That's what I believe podcasting is for a lot of women too, a tool for personal transformation to finally say the things that we've never said aloud and nobody can tell us no. Even if nobody listens, we are actively saying it. Exactly. So even if just the action of giving voice is incredibly transformative and confidence building and it breaks so many, patterns of behavior that we might have had within our own DNA at that moment. We didn't know we have, just for the sheer act of giving voice and getting behind the mic and making these choices. So there's that aspect of it, which I could speak on for quite a while. But then there's the other aspect is actually about what I feel is a kind of a misconception of women's voices not being out there, because we are. She Podcast right now has over 8,000 women podcasters in our Facebook group alone. Over 8,000 women. That's insane. It's insane. And then most people, and then that's what you hear. It's like, where are the women, or why aren't women? And part of the reason is in the same in almost every part of kind of media where I feel we sometimes as a society get lazy. And when something gets enough coverage, you kind of stick to what you've already heard and you don't, I think I'm going to maybe blame a little bit some of the people who are covering this space, maybe journalists and things like that, where we kind of stick to certain models for measuring what's doing well and what isn't. And I am strictly speaking now to the way that people like put all the eggs into the Apple Podcasts / iTunes basket, where there is a general look, right? You go into that place, into that catalog, and you look up and you go, oh, these people are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever, top 100, top 50, new and noteworthy, and all of the things that everybody talks about. And you kind of stop there. There's no more search. There's no more, any more question asking. Where there have been women in this space that have been potent and strong and changing, their own communities and cultures by podcasting, but you're not going to find them in the top 100 in iTunes. Some of my most favorite women in the world that are podcasting right now. And I actually had the honor of being able to work with them like as clients for a little bit there. And I just adore them to death. They are a nun's life ministry. And so there are these nuns who are, I mean, you guys, you have got to go to, I think it's a nunslife.org. And what they do is they've got, I think, about three separate podcasts that they do. And their whole mission is on kind of, I can't say destigmatizing, but like making the, you know, the life of a nun, like less kind of like, what is that? You know, are those the women that are wearing those crazy outfits and it seems so outmoded and, you know, outdated and all that kind of stuff. And they kind of bring it down to earth. And they are amazing. I mean, in terms of social media, they were the first people that I like friended or that we looked at each other's snaps. They're Snapchatting, they're doing Facebook Live, like they're doing Instagram lives and Instagram stories, and they have a great Instagram account. And they're so into using these modern tools with mobile. Like their mobile setup for podcasting is amazing. I mean, they are set up from some high quality podcast production. This is not like them randomly talking to each other on the phone. I mean, they travel around with this kind of stuff. It's very professional setup, and they've been around for a long time. I think since 2009 or 2008 or even before that. But you know, it's like people like that where I'm like, well, you're not going to see them in the top 100 in iTunes, but the people that they're serving and the quality of their community is potent and vibrant and engaged. And if they were a business, which they're not, they would be doing very well.
There's so much more I want to ask you, but I really want to make sure that my listeners, because we have a lot of podcasters, and I want to make sure that they know how you, like how you can help podcasters. So can you say just a little bit about, you know, in a minute or two, just about sort of how you help podcasters and also tell people, you know, how they can reach you?
Absolutely. Like right now, my biggest thing is that I do something called the E-League. And this is at this point in time, it's primarily for women. And usually the women that are gravitate towards me are those that are very, they're advocates themselves for communities. They are purpose driven in what they're trying to bring forth. Usually cultural change makers, what I talk about, really addressing these issues of creating a culture that needs to shift and change, that there's something that needs to be, you know, moved around. And what we do is we just get together and I go deep into their work, and then we work deeply inside of their voice, their online strategies, community, how to up-level all parts of especially their vision, their mission, and the values and what they stand for, so that everybody gets to understand their conversation. What is it that they're bringing forth, and what are the things that they're looking to change in the world? So we get together and we do that. And the women that come into this are really high performers that have something to say. They're not afraid to do it, and they take chances. And what's so lovely about that is that they move from all stratospheres. So that I have business people, and I have historians, and I have people who are working with very specific types of communities and moms. And so everything in between is in there, and all of us are supporting each other. So that's the E-League. I also do one-on-one consulting and around the same type of questions. So the strategy that I do is deeply based on your mission and what you want to bring forth and how you can apply that to the world and society through podcasting.
Elsie, thank you so much for the work that you do. Oh, by the way, so yeah, and where do people go?
ElsieEscobar.com. ElsieEscobar.com. And you can follow me on social media at YoGeek. YoGeek.
Elsie, like I said, I could talk to you all day long. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but I just want to say thank you so much for all the work that you do. I definitely look up to you in this space and consider you someone who's really, you know, leading the way for all of us. So thank you for all the work that you do.
Thank you so much for having me. So appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Take care, everyone. Make sure, as always, if you have any questions, email me, DougForesta@gmail.com. Until next time, keep creating. The world needs your voice. This is Doug Foresta on Creating Change.